Okay, the final hour of the program tonight, we're going to have open lines for you tonight, pure open lines. We can talk about communicating with the dead, you name it. But this is one bizarre night. Richard C. Hoagland, our science advisor, has been monitoring most of the networks throughout the night on the story of Osama bin Laden. As you know by now, they have reported that Osama bin Laden was killed in a firefight by U.S. Special Forces. But the story now gets very strange. President Barack Obama made that announcement to the world Sunday night. And he said that we had his body, which is so important because, as you well know, there are a lot of people out there who just don't believe that Osama bin Laden was killed over the last day or two. They either think he died years ago or he's still in hiding, whatever. The body is a necessity to prove that. The reports by the major networks right now that they have already, within the last hour and a half, buried Osama bin Laden at sea. At sea. To fulfill, of course, part of Islamic law, which I've never heard of before. Most people of Arabic descent live in the desert, in that region of the world. So where would that come from? I could be wrong. But to give up the body at this juncture, at this point, makes no sense. So when we come back, we'll get Richard C. Hoagland's perspective. He's got his thumb on this. And we'll go to your open line calls as I shake my head on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, the open line portion of the program. As we have been reporting all night long, President Barack Obama has announced that U.S. Special Forces operating in Pakistan killed Osama bin Laden. He was shot in the head while he was hiding out at a compound in Pakistan in a mansion. This place apparently was specially designed for someone of wealth and prominence. The bizarre part of the story comes tonight as Richard C. Hoagland continues to monitor the networks for this story that already Osama bin Laden has been buried at sea. Let's bring Richard in before we go to open line calls. Richard, I've got to tell you, this adds a very bizarre twist to a story that many Americans have already questioned. Why in the world would they not keep the body to convince the world that we indeed have a dead Osama bin Laden?
Absolutely, George. You know, you and I both seen firsthand some pretty amazing historical events go down, but I got to say, I am almost speechless, and for me, that's saying something. If I had written this as some kind of a plot or tried to imagine some kind of deep, multi-level conspiracy, I would never have written that within hours of the president announcing the culmination of a nine-year effort to get the guy who did 9/11, which is everyone's perception, that we would disappear the body at sea where it can never be checked. This just makes no sense. To quote a famous person a few minutes ago, this is insane. So what would be a scenario which would make this less insane? If bin Laden had been killed, as Doug reported and Benazir Bhutto reported on the BBC some years ago, back in 2007, mm-hmm. years ago, and this is a staged event at an appropriate time for other reasons, symbolic reasons, which we can get into in a minute if you want,
sure.
In which case I would believe that the guy living in that compound was a body double. Remember, Saddam Hussein used to have...
He had many.
And it was always a question when we tried to get him during the war, did we get him or did we get a double? Well, if our guys went in, again, the watchword of this is the lie is different at every level. So you can assume that our guys went in on the good faith that they were going to get Osama bin Laden.
Exactly.
And bodyguards shoot at them. They get into a firefight. Either he is killed by one of his own, paid off so that the body is there, and our guys just pick it up, or one of our guys killed him with a lucky shot or something, and we still picked up the body. That reads correctly. Now you get to the weird part where he's flown to Afghanistan. That's the next intel we have. And then somehow buried at sea? I mean, this just makes no sense because the most important part of this is the body. The evidence is the body.
That's
and to prove, to prove, I can finish my point, to a totally skeptical world that the Americans, in fact, have done this, you would need to have A, DNA, B, the body, so you could compare it forensically, phrenologically, and there's going to be a lot of skeptical people in the Muslim world who are going to say, oh, he's alive and living well, and the Americans just put out a cover story. There are so many parts of this that don't hang together. For instance, Pakistan this morning is claiming that they were in on it, and the Americans are claiming they weren't in on it, but they told absolutely no one. And, of course, given the Pakistani Security Service and their close links with al-Qaeda, you would hardly want to bring Pakistan into an operation like this.
That's
if you really were going to go and do this, right?
That's right. This is – I'm shaking my head.
You really are. You actually sound as dumbfounded as I am.
It just doesn't – it doesn't make any sense. I'm telling you, if I were the President of the United States and I came out and made this major announcement and said, we have his body, to me, that was tantamount to telling the world, we're going to display it, we're going to show it to you, we're going to prove to you that we got this evil villain. And then an hour and a half later to say he's been buried at sea. First of all, I got to ask you, do you think President Barack Obama even knew that was happening?
No. I see this as major insurrection in the ranks among insiders. There is a food fight going on. I see this as the tip of the proverbial iceberg in that there's a lot of other stuff going on that we're not privy to. And as I said to you earlier tonight, and I see ritual fingerprints all over this, even Doug.
Here's my theory. Inasmuch as all the networks now are reporting he's been buried at sea, right?
Yep.
Because we were questioning whether they said they were going to bury him later. We're making the assumption now tonight, everyone, that he has indeed been buried at sea, happened about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. I'm going to also make an assumption that I don't think President Barack Obama knew about this. And I think whether you like his politics or not, that's not what where I'm going right now. I think the president was set up. I think this will make him look as dumb as you can get, and people will not believe him. I think he's been set up.
Well, this comes on the heels of what happened on Friday, which was the president was going to NASA, to Cape Canaveral, to witness the last launch of the space shuttle in Endeavour, and suddenly they can't go. In fact, it happened in such a bizarre fashion that the astronauts are in the van on the way to the pad, and they make a U-ey. They make a U-turn to come back to the Launch Control Center. That has never happened. There are many bizarre aspects about this weekend, again, because of ritual numbers. The royal wedding, which is part of this, which is a long discussion we don't have time to get into tonight. The point is, I think we should all be extremely skeptical of anything coming out of Washington right now, and we need to ask deeper questions about, has this administration been sabotaged from within by people in some intelligence agency who have taken matters into their own hands to either set this president up, or he was not included in the entire plan, to which he is incidental, because now they can claim they have the body, they can produce DNA, because remember, he has been seen in American hospitals in the Middle East in years past before the actual 9/11 incident went down.
Well, and he was also Tim Osman working for the CIA. He was 2 miles from my studio in L.A. years ago when the CIA carting them all. But let me ask you this. If the president tonight made his statement the way he did and then right at the end of it said, by the way, we are burying him at sea in the next hour and a half, what would you think about that statement? It would make everything suspect, wouldn't it?
Totally.
He didn't know about it.
No. This is... Well, look, if you're looking again at rituals, the idea that this was announced on May 1st, May 1st has a very ancient tradition going back through Middle Eastern Europe. in terms of rituals and sacrifices and, you know, new beginnings, the end of the old, beginning of the new. If you want to put a completed on the war on terror to clear the decks for something new, getting rid of Osama bin Laden as a person, as the significator, and you only need to look at all the reaction around the world from this to indicate that that's correct, would be the way to do it. The problem is we live in a very sophisticated world now where an official government says, we've done this. People are not going to believe it without the evidence, and the evidence has just disappeared.
I got to tell you, you know, my friend Matt Drudge with DrudgeReport.com will be all over this, as he has been all night.
I would hope
when,
so.
When we get into this story about burial at sea, here we go. You know, I'm making the assumption that the major networks that have been reporting this, Fox, ABC, NBC, CNN, know what they're saying.
Well, they are obviously not dependent on one source. And with a story like this, wouldn't your first reaction be to call more than one source that you trusted over the years to get
yes.
them out of bed if necessary?
Yes.
The fact that they're all on board with he was buried at sea sometime Monday morning, which means in the last, what, 2 hours, 3 hours?
Within 2 hours after apparently he was shot or the president told us he had been killed, they've buried him at sea. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's,
which is the perfect way to get rid of the evidence.
He's now fish food.
Yep. And the world will not believe, particularly the Arab world, the Muslim world, is not going to believe this. Al-Qaeda is not going to believe this unless one of his lieutenants, like al-Ziri, I keep mispronouncing his name.
Zawahiri.
And confirms it, which he may not, because if this, in fact, is a plot to either set the president up or to destabilize the Middle East in a way that we get some kind of pushback, some kind of terror incident, then, you know, the only thing that could stop that would be if bin Laden himself came out on television and said, I'm still here, which I don't think is going to happen.
No, I don't either. But, I mean, here's part of the story. Osama bin Laden was asked to surrender by U.S. troops before he was shot dead. That's more information that's coming out. But why, in God's name, would you get rid of the body? I mean, if we had Adolf Hitler, do you think we would burn him or bury him at sea? No.
You know, George, you're almost making a conspiracy believer out of me.
It took a lot, too, believe me. All right, Richard, I'll let you go. Good job tonight. Thanks for monitoring things for us.
You know, one last footnote.
Yep.
You have Dr. Judy Wood on Tuesday evening.
Tuesday night,
discussing
that's right.
her forensic analysis, her exhaustive analysis of what really happened to the World Trade Center. This is going to give that conversation an entirely new and extremely important perspective, because something big is going on the world stage, and Dr. Wood's analysis needs to be in the forefront of what really happened if it didn't happen the way the official story has been put down.
Well, then listen to this one. Webmaster Lex sends me this special message. He said, this is from Sky News. This is breaking right now, that the U.S. decided to bury him at sea because it would have been difficult finding a country willing to accept the remains of the world's most wanted terrorist. Can you believe that one?
No. Not at all.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, Alex Jones and folks who've been looking at this with a microscope are going to have a field day Monday morning. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, George.
All right. We're going to continue now. We're going to have open lines, and let's see what you think about this story or whatever else you want to talk about here on Coast to Coast AM. Jim, you start us, truck driving in Connecticut. Hi, Jim.
George, you know, I want to know what vessel they used for this. He stole off my thunder. I was talking to Tom, right? Now,
yeah.
Osama bin Laden, you know, Saddam Hussein had body doubles. But then, where did this law come from, and why would we even honor it? What vessel did they use? The SS Bullship? I mean, really, we need to get a salvage expert out to wherever they put that body, recover the body, put it in a glass case like Lennon's in. We need to have forensics look at it. I want to see the body.
Well, that's the whole thing. I want to see the body, too. And it's gone. Apparently, it's gone. Now, we may see pictures over the next few days, I would think. But you know, on a story that has been so important to all of us, it's been almost 10 years since this tragedy occurred. And you know, on this program, we have talked for years about Osama bin Laden. You heard Doug Hagman earlier talk about the fact that he thought he was dead a long time ago. Almost every person that we have talked about 9/11 on this program has offered their own advice about Osama bin Laden. Are the videotapes real? Are the audio releases really his voice? Where is he? Why can't we find him? How'd we let him go? And I've got to tell you, as somebody in my entire life, I was 19 years old when I started in this business. I've been in it a very long time. These are some of the strangest days I have ever witnessed in my life. Nothing makes sense anymore. Nothing. You know, as Jesse Ventura was saying on this program a few weeks ago, either these people are the biggest idiots in the world, or there's something else going on. And I cannot believe that they are that stupid. Surely they knew that everybody on this planet wanted to see the body of Osama bin Laden. And now he's gone. Makes no sense. Michael in Washington, it's your turn. Hey, Michael.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I've been listening to your show for about 20 years, since I was 7 years old. I actually came across Art Bell when I was in, I was scared one night, and I was putting my head underneath the sheets, and I had a little radio, and I tuned into Art Bell. I don't think that helped me at all, but... Anyway, I had a question about a paranormal experience.
Sure.
About 7 years ago, I was living in Holland, and I at night, I didn't have any electricity because the building was old and the electricity went out, and then my landlord was a shyster and didn't turn it on for a long time. And these lights kept appearing to me in my bedroom. Flashing lights, it would streak across the room and light up the room, either blue or green or sometimes white. And I immediately just thought I was losing my mind. And then one night, I was with my girlfriend at the time, and we were walking in a park at night, and I started seeing the lights, and they were really spectacular, and like fireworks almost. And I thought I was losing my mind, so I didn't say anything. I was trying to ignore it. But then my girlfriend was acting really scared, and she said, I hadn't mentioned anything, and she said, we have to leave right now. We have to get out of here. And I said, why? And she said that she's seen all these lights and everything. So then that made me feel, oh, great, I'm not losing my mind. But then it made
yeah, that's the good part about all of that. Hey, Michael, we're at the break right now. We're going to be back in just a moment with more calls and open lines and reaction to this very strange story now that Osama bin Laden, shot by U.S. Special Forces, has already been buried at sea. The body's gone. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to talk about the Earth's geomagnetic field and how it affects humans. It's a great story with Dr. Roland McCready, so get ready for that. By the way, on May 4th, Wednesday, XM 165 is changing to XM Talk 168. So make sure you make that switch, those of you who listen to us on XM. XM 165 becomes XM Talk 168. That's where you'll find us on that channel. When we come back, we'll take more open line calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to more open lines here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie. Let's go to Cincinnati, Ohio, east of the Rockies. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Norrie. How are you?
I'm okay. I hope you are too.
I'm doing great. Long-time listener, love the show. I just wanted to ask you if you think maybe this might have something to do with maybe a future staged terror attack similar to 9/11.
You know what? I'm at a point right now, Anthony. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I've been waiting for you, I've noticed on almost every major news station, they've been saying they've been upping, like, the police presence in case there's another attack. It's like almost like they're telling everybody without telling them almost, you know, like, oh, yeah. You know, there might be an attack, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Get ready. Keep everybody on edge again. I mean, it just, the whole thing is as bizarre as it gets. Look, I was a believer that Osama bin Laden was tucked away somewhere around Afghanistan or Pakistan, but we knew where he was, and for whatever reason, we just never went to get him. One of the reasons why, he used to be an asset, and I just figured they didn't want to do anything. The fact now that they would do this, go in, kill him, and then dump the body in the sea. You know what? I don't know if President Barack Obama right now is asleep or not. It's about 4:30 in the morning, 4:40 in the morning over there in Washington, D.C. He may not even know about this. Who knows what a awakening he's going to get if they tell him, oh, Mr. President, the body of Osama bin Laden, it's gone. It's been dumped in the sea. How would he feel about that? Unless he knows, of course. Let's go to Hercules, California. Matthew, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, George, Coast Insider. I've talked to you before, and
yes.
City again. If I hadn't talked to you, I don't even know if I'd been able to sleep anymore. I was in a restaurant. Well, this is about the bin Laden thing. I was in a restaurant, and they announced it, and everybody, which is a big restaurant, everybody stood up, started cheering, started hugging each other. So outside of the Coast audience and family and other people that are aware, I think that this is going to become solidified and it's going to be truth. When I was checking out the news clips waiting, like the previous caller said, all the clips say, Obama, if you believe in peace, you'll accept that we caught bin Laden. It's already been accepted by the media, so it's going to be accepted by the masses. And I know the Coast family is with me when we're listening and we're skeptical because we have every right to be. And,
Well, you know, the mainstream media at this point, Matthew, they are not even questioning this burial at sea. They're just reporting it as fact. I think one news outlet said the conspiracy theorists are going to have a field day with this one.
It's going to be accepted by the masses. And I would like to say I listen every night. I listen to at work. I listen to the previous nights, and then I listen to one Coast from back in time too, so I get the whole scope. And I'm not sure if it was a year or a little bit within, but you did have a news segment guest on who mentioned that Osama bin Laden was hiding out in a Pakistan mansion. I don't know which guest this was, but this was on Coast. And I just want to say Jesse Ventura was on a couple weeks ago, and he said he wants to see proof from the American people before he goes and puts his neck on the line for us. Well, I make $10 an hour, and I'm out making shirts that on the front says, Ventura Paul 2012, and on the back it says Paul Ventura, because he said they were going to flip the coin to see
who wins. Yeah, good.
So it's a disturbing world, and this is my only outlet.
Let me ask you this, Matthew. Let me ask you this question: the fact that they have buried Osama bin Laden at sea, assuming that's true, and I have no reason to believe it isn't, how do you feel about that, and what does that make you think?
Oh, it is perfect timing. They've had this all planned out. I think the birther, this revelation here, it's all systematic. Whether or not he's on the know doesn't matter, but the people that are pulling the strings know exactly, because I think this is what happened. Birth certificate, they're going to eventually prove that he wasn't born here, but because he was adopted, they're going to say, now he is a citizen of us, and then in return he will say, now I was not born here, but I am welcomed by the United States, all the countries in the world. I think he's going to be used to usher in the new world order. They're going to do an unprecedented, because this has never happened before, a president, you know, his situation. So they're going to accept it. They're going to acknowledge it and say that he is an American at heart, and he's going to use it to bring all of us into one world government. And right before I got on the line with you, my cell phone did a crazy click, you know, that click that I've heard before when you get your phone tap. So, you know, my only outlet here, because everybody else here, just they think I'm crazy, but I know the Coast family doesn't believe that. And I know that we're out to seek the truth. And, George, synchronicity once again. And I'm going to send you an email. Matt Deep, check it out, Coast Insider. And Coast family. I'm here for you, and I know you're there for me, too. So take care, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Matt. I mean, is there anybody out there who could explain, and don't tell me about Islamic law, is there anybody out there who could explain why we would dump Osama bin Laden's body in the sea at this time? At this time. I mean, nobody wanted the body. Saudi Arabia doesn't want it. Nobody wants it. But why dump it out to sea at this time? To me, it's a criminal investigation. You keep it. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, there's a bigger picture here. Las Vegas, Nevada, we go. Randy, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm just perplexed tonight. It's bizarre.
Well, you know, I have been researching information too hot for TV and too sensitive for the media for a very, very long time. And I can honestly tell you, number one, conspiracy is not a theory.
Probably not. There's probably a lot of truth to it.
Not a theory, George. There's an incredible mountain of information that proves unequivocally that the American public is being manipulated. We're talking social engineering here. People are being miseducated into believing that this country has lost its grip on reality. That the goal here is to get the American public to turn away from our form of government, to turn away from our values, to unhinge ourselves from the American dream. That is what the globalist agenda is all about. They want us to do that. They want us to forget about America the beautiful. And they really want to sell us short. They want us to lose faith in our leaders. They want us to lose faith in our form of government, in our way of life, in everything that America stands for.
They must think we're a bunch of morons, huh?
I mean, let's face it. Look at television. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Of course we're smarter than fifth graders. But they're feeding this pablum and spewing out these ridiculous diatribes to us every day and every day and every day to dumb down the American public.
Well, you know, I've got to do an Insta poll tomorrow. I've got to poll our listeners on this latest situation with bin Laden and to see what they think and what they say.
I don't believe for a minute that his body has been disposed at sea. I've seen how many times they come up with convenient explanations just to shock test us, to see what our reactions will be.
To see how far they can push.
To see how far they can push the envelope on the whole charade.
We will do that. Hey, thanks, Randy, for the call. We will do that. We'll do an Insta poll tomorrow. Just keep looking at the coasttocoastam.com website. Lex will have it posted before showtime tomorrow night so you can register how you feel based on the questions that we put together. Now, let's see. And it's, you know what? It's a pretty accurate poll, by the way. You know, most polls that consist of 2,000 to 5,000 people, there's a plus or minus of about 5%. So you're going to get some pretty accurate statements on this. And I'd love to see what you think about with this latest situation, this bunk of being buried at sea. Let's go to Iuka, Mississippi. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Yes, my name is Chris, and it's an honor to be on with you tonight.
Thank you.
I was born in Smithville, Mississippi, which is the town that was hit by the F5 tornado at 205 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
And I have many friends down there right now, and my family, my grandparents are deceased, but my grandfather's house was one of the few places that actually survived. It was, let's say, it wasn't broken, but it was badly bent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we had people, some of my mother and father's best friends, they lost everything they had, and right across the street, street, the people right across the street from them didn't make it. And I know of about 15, they're announcing 15 people dead. I knew at least six of them. And this is in a town of about 850. So I was hoping that all the coast-to-coast listeners out there, when you're talking about your thinking positively and putting positive energy into a place, please remember all the people, not only in Smithville, but in all the places in the South, because your best thoughts and prayers are really needed right now. It's there, and like I said before, I think the places that were hit, a lot of places are broken apart, bad, but they're, badly bent.
Chris, they're still looking for another 200 or 300 people, too. They're still missing, aren't they?
Yes, sir. I know that. They're still looking for one in Smithville. As a matter of fact, I heard that they found one of the bodies several counties away.
Oh.
I have heard that from police sources, so.
All right. Well, yes, definitely prayers out there. Let's go to Alice, Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Alice. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm flabbergasted. I heard the beginnings of it around 10.
It makes no sense.
And I fell asleep, and then I woke up around 1, and I missed, you know, I missed the, you know, his official announcement. But I heard, listening to you, about the burial at sea, and my jaw just dropped, and I laughed, like, what?
You thought I was joking, right?
What? Yeah, like, where's Ashton Kutcher? I mean, it's insane. And you said, you know, how dumb are they? How stupid are they? And you just said with the previous caller, they must think we're total morons, and that's exactly what it is. It seems that they think they've been able to put so many things over on us for so many decades, and it's like the ultimate of hubris, almost, it feels like. And now coming out with, nobody wanted the remains, so we just threw them into the ocean? What?
Yeah, I mean, it's like saying eight people died in this car accident today, but there were no bodies. We don't know where they went. Now, who's going to believe that story? I mean, this is just, it's one. You know, I would love to see President Barack Obama at a news conference answer the question, why was he buried at sea so quickly, when the American public, when the world wanted to see this body? This guy was public enemy number one. This government owes it to all of us and to the fighting men and women who have given their lives in defense of this country to preserve that body and to show the world that the scoundrel is dead. And now the plot thickens. Even if you're on the fence of some conspiratorial story about 9/11, this one just doesn't make sense. Zach is in Bullhead City, Arizona. Go ahead, Zach. It's your turn.
Hey, George. How you doing this morning?
Good, good.
Now, I've got a whole other thing here. I don't think he's dead at all. Bin Laden is not dead.
That's very possible. That was always that possibility.
Well, what has Obama done recently that hasn't stood good with the American people? He went to Libya. Nobody, I don't think hardly anybody liked that. Okay. Well, now he's already been down in the polls with the people. They're not digging him. You know what I mean?
Well, what could have had the polls go up, I'm convinced they'll go even lower because of the burial at sea.
Well, okay, now I hear that. I hear that. But
I mean, there are people in the streets right now. Zach. They're jumping up and down. But I bet none of them. I bet none of them know his body has been buried at sea and he's gone. If you were to tell them,
you know what, he's not buried because he's not dead. What he's doing is, I mean, I'm a Democrat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Osama bin Laden, oh yeah, we went in, we killed his ass. Okay, he's dead. Now we're driving down, where I don't know how 2 hours it was. How fast can a Navy boat go? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. They did it awfully fast.
Right, they did it too fast. So they kick him off the boat. And now he's buried at sea. Well, Obama's going to wake up in the morning. Oh, I didn't know they did that. Well, you're still great and wonderful. You got thousands of people jumping in the streets. Yay for Obama. Yay yeah. for Obama.
Well, see, I'm going to take the conspiracy theory a little further. I don't think President Barack Obama knew about this burial at sea. I think they set him up on this. That's my guess, because there's no way this president would have come before the American people and say what he said, knowing that he was going to be buried at sea within an hour and a half, because he's got to face the music once in a while. Someone's going to question him on this. They've got to. If he were on my radio show right now, that's the first question I'd ask him. Not how did he get killed. I want to know why he was buried at sea. Why did you give up the body so fast? Well, the answer will be, we have pictures, we have video. No. That's not what we want by any means. Sarah in Reno, Nevada, we got about a minute. Sarah, go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good.
Well, I'm really mad now. I agree with you. I do not believe, George, that Obama knew anything. He looked, to me, dazed, robotic. Clearly just overwhelmed, I thought, stiff. I agree, he did not know anything. There's a reason, and I'll just call them the shot callers, they wanted him elected in the first place, and that is because he is viewed as weak, he is easily manipulated, which is being proven right now, and they needed someone in the White House that they can control.
Well, but there's a reason now, Sarah, that they want him out, because I've got to tell you, I do not know how he can face the American public and explain this situation, that the body was buried at sea within such a short time after telling the American people we had the body. Why didn't he tell us at that same time when he said we have the body, but it's been buried at sea, or it's about to? We've been misled by somebody, folks. For Jason Bowers, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everybody.